Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Mem Gimel, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Beis Omid Beis Rav Papa Omar. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanesuna Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos for Yaakov Shloima ben Shalames Alta and Lipa ben Shalames Alta, that they should find a zivug hagum bekarev. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Rivka Basi Bodel Chaim Toiv, Rabbi Gabriel Tzvi, and Rabbi Chil Mechel Yehuda Ben Aryeh. So, yesterday we began the 6th perek of Masechta Sanhedrin, perek Nigmar Hadin, which starts getting involved in a very heavy way into the Arba Misas Bezdin. And the first halacha that the Mishnah said was that the base Haskila was Chutz LeBezdin. Now, Rashi speaks out in the Mishnah that although the Mishnah itself is talking specifically about the Beis Haskila, the same is true for the Beis Hasreifa and the Beis Hachenek and the Beis Hasayef, proverbially speaking, meaning Misas Bezdin was always done Chutz LeBezdin. In fact, the Gemara brought a Braisa that said that the Beis Haskila had to be not only Chutz LeBezdin, but it had to be Chutz LeSholosh Machnos. So we know that where the Yidden camped, literally from the beginning of time when they were in the Midbar, straight through the years that they were in Eretz Yisrael, was divided into 3 groups. There was Machne Shechina, Machne Leviyah, and there was Machne Yisrael. So the Gemara brings a braisa that says that the Beis Haskila had to be outside of the Gimel Machnes. In fact, the Gemara asked it as a kasha. Beis Haskila was Chutz LeBezdin. The Beis Haskila was much further than that. It was even Chutz LeSholosh Machnes. And the Gemara said, Enochinami, the Beis Haskila had to be Chutz LeSholosh Machnes. But what would be if Bezdin itself was Chutz LeSholosh Machnes? So they were in, for example, the place known as Chanus, even then there would be another halacha that it also has to be Chutz LeBezdin. So 2 halachas as it relates to where exactly the Beis Haskila had to be. Number 1, it had to be Chutz LeSholosh Machnos. Number 2, it had to be Chutz LeBezdin. Now, as it relates to why it would have to have been Chutz LeBezdin, so the Gemara gave 2 reasons. 2 svaras. Number 1, Ki heichi deloy mischazi bezdin roitzchen. Inami ki heichi de tahavle hatzol. As it relates to why the Beis Haskila had to be Chutz LeGimel Machnos, so that's not a Milsa Toli Besvara, but that's something that's already learned, said the Gemara, from the Yud Gimel Midos Shatayr Nidrashes Pep. In fact, the Gemara brought a Braisa that says that the Makar, that the Beis Haskila had to be Chutz LeSholosh Machnos, was learned out from Gzeira Shav. It says in the Parsha of the Makalel that the Makalel who was given Skila had to be taken Michutz LeMachana. And it says, by the par Helem Davish al Tzibur and the par Koyim Mashiach, whose basar had to be burnt, where was it burnt? Michutz LeMachana. And just like the Michutz LeMachana there, we know based on Fashid and Adrashis was Chutz LeGimel Machnos, so too the Hoitzeyas HaMekalel also had to be El Michutz LeMachnos. The Gemara had a little bit of a discussion. How do I know to learn Gzeira Shava from the Mekalel to the Parim HaNesrof, and maybe learn the Gzeira Shava from the Mekalel to Shchutei Chutz? And the Gemara said, because at the end of the day, there is a very, very core fundamental commonality between the Michutz LeMachana of the Parim HaNesrofim and the Michutz LeMachana of the Mekalel. The Michutz LeMachana of both of those parashiyos is the Machshir. It's the Mokoyim that is kosher for this mitzvah that you're about to do. In contrast to the Shchutei Chutz, where although there is a concept of Michutz LeMachana, but that's not the Mokim kosher. To the contrary, that's the Mokim Aser. That's the place where you're not allowed to do it, and it's for that reason we learn the Gzeira Shava from the Parim HaNesrof, and we don't learn it from the Shchutei Chutz. So that's the very brief recap of Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. Now, in order to just appreciate this next Gemara that we are going to learn, it's just kedai to be familiar with a few pesukim. Very, very simple. So again, the Makar to the fact that the Beis Haskila had to be Chutz LeGimel Machnos was the parasha of the Mekalel. So who exactly was the Mekalel? So we're not going to go into it, but just read the words. This is at the very, very end of Parashas Emor. It says, Vayetze ben ish Yisraelis, v'hu ben ish Mitzri, b'toich ben Yisrael. So there was a person, he was the son of a Isha Yisraelis, but he was also the son of an Ish Mitzri. That means there was an Isha Yisraelis who had married a Mitzri, and they fathered this child. And he was in the Machna, and he picked a fight with someone who was a Ben HaYisraelis and a Ben of a Yisraeli. In other words, this half-Jew, I mean, he's a full Jew, but this person whose father was a Mitzri got into a fight together with a person who was a Yid from both Stodim. Either way, Vayikach ben Ho'isha Yisraelis as Hashem Vayakal. This ben Ho'isha Yisraelis, whose father was a Mitzri, went and he cursed this person that he was fighting with, and he cursed him with the Shem Hashem. Not just the Shem Hashem, but the Shem HaMefoyrish. Vayaviyu Oisei HaMoshe, and they brought him to Moshe, and they said, what do we do with this person? This person literally just cursed with the Shem Hashem. Something has to be done with him. And then the Pasuk says, by the way, as an aside, V'shem Imoy Shloimis Bas Divri L'mate Don, if you want to know who his mother was, her name was Shloimis, the daughter of Divri, and she belonged to Sheva Don. Either way, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do with this person, Vayanichu B'mishmar, so he incarcerated him, Lifroish Lehem Al Pi Hashem, waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and explain to him what should be done. Next pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer, Hoitzias HaMekalel Michutz LaMachna. Take this Mekalel al Michutz LaMachna. This is the pasuk of our daf. V'samchu kol HaShoyimim Esideim al Rosh HaChidosh. All the people that heard this happen, who are they? Says Rashi, the Edim and the Dayanim, because they heard it from the Edim. So all the people that heard this happen, so they need to do smicha on the head of the Mekalel. And then the entire Eda should go and they should stone this person to death. And then you should turn to the Jewish people and you should tell them, Ish, ish, ki yikalel eloikav v'nosa chetoi. V'noikiv shem Hashem oisyumos, rogoim yirgimu boi kolo Eda kager go ezech menok v'shem yumos. That this is not a hayra Hashem, but this is the way it's always going to be. Any person that's going to be a mevarech es Hashem, any person that's going to be a megadef, a mekalel es Hashem, these are all synonyms of each other. This is going to be his misa. Either way, then there's a digression of a few psukim in the Torah, and then the last pasuk in Parashas Emor is Vayidaber Moshe al Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu did a shlichus. He went and he spoke to the Bnei Yisrael. Vayatziu as haMekalel michutz haMachane. They took the Mekalel outside of the Machane. Vayirgamu oisei oven, and they stoned him with a stone. Notice in the singular, uBnei Yisrael osu kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe, and the Bnei Yisrael did exactly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told Moshe they should do. Either way, so it's from these words of Hoitze es HaMekalel al Michutz LaMachane that the Braisa said, we learned that the Beis HaSkilo, and for that matter, all the places that Bezdin would give Misas Bezdin, had to be Chutz L'Sholosh Machanes. This episode was Chutz L'Sholosh Machanes. How do I know that? Gzeirah Shavah from the Parah Manasrafin. So too, all Misas Bezdin L'Doyrois would always have to be Chutz L'Sholosh Machanes. Either way, so this Braisa that we just mentioned is the Makar, how we know that the Beis HaSkila had to be Chutz L'Sholosh Machanes. Now just to pick up in the exact place where we need in terms of the segue and in terms of the Cheshbon of the Sugya. The Gemara a little bit of a kasha with the Makar, right? It's learned that Gzeirah Shavah from Parah Manasrafin and maybe learned Gzeirah Shavah from Shchutei Chutz. And the Gemara said why it is that we learn it from the Gzeirah Shavah Parah Manasrafin. But there was a question, right? This is not such a posha makar, it's a little controversial because you're learning it from Parah Manasrafin, Mechitesi. Maybe learn it from Shchutei Chutz. Okay, so the Gemara gave an answer. But because the question was really a good question, and because the answer, Mekenzach Ashtikel Dingen, so the Gemara is going to bring now different pshatim from different Amayuram who are going to try to tweak the makar a little bit, how it is we know that the base HaSkilo had to be Chutz L'Sholosh Machanes. Rapapa said, I'm going to tell you how we know it. We know it because Moshe Hecha HaVayaseh B'Machne Leviyah. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu? He was a Machne Leviyah. Amalei Rachmana. Right? How do you know he was a Machne Leviyah? Rashi says, very simple, because he was a Levi. And the Leviyim lived in the Machne Leviyah. Okay, and Hashem told him, Hoitzei Es HaMekalel L'Michutz L'Machane. Right? Hashem tells him, take the Mekalel outside of the Machane. What does that mean? Out of the machna that you're in, Moshe Rabbeinu. Which machna is Moshe Rabbeinu in? Machna Leviyah. Which means Chutz L'Machna Leviyah. Okay, so we know already from that pasuk that the Mekal is going to have to be Chutz L'Machna Leviyah. And then the pasuk continues and says, V'yotziu es ha-Mekal amichutz L'Machna. That's the last pasuk in the parasha. So it says that they took the Mekal, meaning they actually executed on what was supposed to happen. Now, if it says already Hoitzias Amakalal outside of Machna Leviya. So what's the next pasuk of Vayutzias Amakalal El Mechutz LaMachna? Oh, must be that's coming to be Mechadish out of another Machna, which Machna Yisrael. So, Sarah Papa, you want to know how it's Chutz LaGimel Machnas? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is in Machna Leviya, which means the story starts in Machna Leviya. And there's two mentions of Hoitzias Amakalal. Number one, Hoitzias Amakalal El Mechutz LaMachna. Number two, Vayutzias Amakalal El Mechutz LaMachna. So the first El Mechutz LaMachna teaches me out of Machna Leviya. The second El Mechutz LaMachna teaches me even outside of Machnas. But the Gemara asks the very obvious question. When do you darshan psukim? When there's something superfluous, is there anything miyutar here? Of course not. The first pasuk of Hoitzias HaMekalel is the instructions. That's when Hashem tells Moshe, this is what should happen. The Vayotzias HaMekalel, that next pasuk, is when the Yidden do what they were instructed to do. Sefreit Gemara, Haibi Boilei La'asiyo. Right, the second pasuk is coming to teach me that they actually did what they were supposed to do. It's as if you would say that Parshas Vayakel and Parshas Pekudei are extra. Because everything it says in Vayakel Pekuda, it says already in Truma Tetzavik Yisisa. No, the Torah says Chad L'Tzava V'Chad L'Asiyo. So here too, one of the El Michutz L'Machanes is the Tzava, the other one is the Asiyo. So the Gemara says no. Even the one of Asiyo is Miyutar, and the reason is because Asiyo Behed Yekziva, because there's another pasuk. It says, Ubnei Yisrael Asu Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Those are the last words of that same pasuk. Again, we have to get these psukim good. Vayidaber Moshe Ubnei Yisrael Vayitziva Samekal Mechutz Amachna Vayigu Moshe Yodin Ubnei Yisrael Asu Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Meaning, once it says already that they did everything Hashem told Moshe to do, so why does it have to single out Vayitziva Samekal Mechutz Amachna? Oh, it's extra to teach me out of even another machna. But the Gemara says, Alam Yato Evazoi. And it says in the pasuk Vayigmu Oisay Oven, my Avdile, it also says that they stoned him with a stone, right? Now, if you're telling me that Vayutziu Asamakal Mechutz Amachin is extra, why? Because it says Ubnei Yisrael also Kashatziv Hashem as Moshe. So in that klal, I already know this prat. So that means that Vayigmu Oisay Oven is also extra. So what are we going to darshan from there? If you're darshaning Vayutziu Asamakal Mechutz Amachin to teach Mechutz Amachin Amachin, you have to darshan Vayigmu Oisay Oven. What is the Joshua verse? Oh, that's a brisa. How we buy the Kidatanya Vayigmu Oisay Oven? And Oisai, from the word Oisai, we learn that when he was stoned not wearing his clothing. This is a sugya coming up. And Evan, we learn She'emes Be'evan achas yatzah, that if he dies, even from one stone, it's going to be fine. Meaning, you could have had a havamina, that maybe it has to be multiple stones. Kamash malon, oven is a lachin yachid, that even if he dies from one stone, it's going to be okay. Says the Gemara, v'itzrach l'michtav oven, v'itzrach l'michtav avonim. How to say oven? That's this pasuk. Vayirgum oisay oven, and it also has to say avonim. So what's avonim? So this is the pasuk that says Vayemer Hashem al Moshe Mois Yumas Hoish Rogaim Oisay Ba'avonim Kol Eidem Mechutz Amachna. This pasuk is talking about the Mekoshesh. He was Mechal Shabbos. As a result, he too was Chayev Skila. He too was stoned. And here the pasuk says Rogaim Oisay Ba'avonim. Oven avonim sounds like a stira, right? Is it one stone? Is it multiple stones? So the Gemara says that really, it's because it says oven and avonim, I know the halachas. I needed to say oven, I needed to say avonim. I don't say oven, have a mina, would have thought, hey, had it only said our possible Yirgum Oisei oven, I would think you get one shot, right? Take your best shot, because this is the only one you're going to get. So therefore, Kasav Rachman avonim to tell me, no, if he doesn't die with the first oven, then there's also always another oven. Kasav Rachman avonim, had it said avonim, have a mina, would have maybe the Chatchili should have two. Because of Rachman Oven, that was the price that we brought. That, no, even if he dies with that one stone, that in and of itself is going to be, oh, okay. But the bottom line is, said Rav Papa, I'm going to tell you what I think the Makar is, to the fact that the Beis HaSkila was Chutz L'Gimel Machanos. It's not the Gzeres Shava from Parmanas Rafin, because the Gzeres Shava is a little questionable. Again, why is it questionable? Because Mehecha Tesi learned the Gzeres Shava from the Parmanas Rafin, maybe learned it from Shkutei Chutz. The Teretz is, it's learned out from the fact that it says, Hoitzei HaSamakalo Michutz L'Machana, that's by the Tzava, and then it says, Vayetziu HaSamakalo Michutz L'Machana, which is by the Asiyah, and even though I technically need a pasuk by the Asiya, but I already have the cloud of Bnei Yisrael also Kashasiv Hashem as mentioned, which makes that pasuk extra, and I have these two extra mentions of Michutz Machna, one to teach me out of the Machna that Moshe Rabbeinu was in, which is out of Machna Leviya, and the second one is to teach me even out of Machna Yisrael. So this is a very nice pshat, right? But there's one problem. What's the problem? Freit the Gemara, Vahaitano Nemar Kamar. What does that mean? The Braisa already told us the Makar to this halacha. And the Makar was a Gzeres Shava. Now, you have a kasha on the Gzeirah Shava? I hear. You have to answer it. But Rapapa's teretz to the Gzeirah Shava seems to be not working with the Gzeirah Shava. Seems to be a whole new pshat. Sefreit Gemara, Rapapa, you're an Amoira. You're coming to ostensibly explain a Braisa. The way you explain the Braisa, this whole Braisa has no pshat. You literally have to mekais the whole Braisa. The Braisa is for sure the makar to the halacha that the Beis Haskilah was chutz l'gimel machnas. There's a kashna that's floating around here with this Braisa. We had a teretz yesterday. Rapapa doesn't like it so much. Comes again Rapapa and he says what? Another teretz? That would be fine, but l'chayre doesn't sound like he's saying another teretz. It sounds like he's wiping out the entire Braisa. It's another makar. That's not good. You need another teretz to be miyash of the Braisa. At the end of the day, we have this Braisa, and the Braisa seems to be working with a Gzeir Shava. Says the Gemara, this is the way Rapap understood the Braisa. The Braisa meant to say, ilu loy nemar kamar, v'hachi kamar, this is the way you have to read it, ilu loy nemar kra, had there not been a pasuk, yisiyoy me Gzeir Shava, I would have had a Gzeir Shava, aba achshav shenemar kra, Gzeir Shava leitzarech, I really don't need the Gzeir Shava. Meaning, it's true, the Braisa mentions the Gzeir Shava, it's throwing it out there as an option. But you should know that you don't really have to come on to this Gzeirah Shavah, so don't worry if you have a problem with the Gzeirah Shavah, because at the end of the day, there is a Pasuk. There's no mention of the Pasuk in the Braisa. That's true. If you edit, however, the Braisa, then Shainemol, you already have a mention. Either Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi is a third Malach. He said, Moshe Echavi Yosef, where was Moshe Rabbeinu? The Machan Leviyah. Vamalei Rachmana. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Hoitzei Asam Mekalel, Chutz Lemachana. Hashem told him, Hoitzeis ha mikalol chutz lamachana. So, from the fact that it says Hoitzei, this is the way you have to read it, what that means is chutz lamachana levia. And when he says el chutz lamachana, that's already chutz lamachana Yisrael. Meaning, Hoitzeis ha mikalol itself, just the word Hoitzei, means take him out. So, I would know already outside of machana levia. Why does it have to say el chutz lamachana? So, Hoitzeis ha mikalol el chutz lamachana, in that one word, minei ubei, I already know chutz lagimel machanas. So, again, the first makar is the Gzeirah Shava, but the second Makar is Hoitzi as a Makal Michutz Lamachne 1, Vayitzi as a Makal Michutz Lamachne 2, number 3 is Hoitzi as 1, and Michutz Lamachne is 3. Says the Gemara, Vayitziu as hamekalo. What about the pasuk that says Vayitziu as hamekalo? Lasia, that according to Rav Ashi is coming to teach me the asia. Right, the Gemara asia behed yeksiva bahu. It says Ubnei Yisrael also kashutziv Hashem as Moshe. Right. It's true, you need the pasuk to tell me the asiyah, but what was Rav Papa's argument? We have the general pasuk that says, Vayirgum oisei oven, upnei Yisrael asu kashatzi v'ashan as moisha. So once I have that cloud, why do I need this prat? So the Gemara says, Ahumi boi leichad l'smicha v'chad l'tchiyo. That last pasuk I learned is coming to teach me something else. It's coming to teach me the idea of smicha, and it's coming to teach me the idea of d'chiyo. So what's smicha and what's d'chiyo? So smicha, we know what that is, right? That was the pasuk that said that Hashem told Moshe that one of the things you're going to have to do with this makalel is v'somchu kol hashoyim mesideim haroshoy. So that's what that end of the pasuk is talking about. Ubnei Yisrael also kashatziv Hashem es Moshe is referring to the smicha and chad l'tchiyah, because one of the ideas that took place anytime someone was giving skila, so he was stoned, right? That's why it's called skila. Skila means to stone somebody, but he was also pushed off a roof or, right? We'll see more about that. But the bottom line is that that's included in that as well. Omalei Rabbanon Rav Ashni, Rabbanon told Rav Ashni, Lididach, according to you, kol hani hoitzi d'chsivi par man esrof in my darshas book. So Rav Ashni's drasha was what? Hoitzi is one, el michutz machen is two. Now we had all the psukim in yesterday's daf related to the par man esrofin, where it said the same exact lashings. Right, it said the idea of hoitziu vayoitziu, and then it says the par has to be taken where al michutz lamachne. If hoitziu al michutz lamachne is not one, but it's actually two, so what are you going to do with all the hoitzis that you had in the parish of the par manasrafen? And the Gemara says kasha, which is not tyufta kasha, meaning there's a teretz, but it is what it is. Bottom line is nigmar adim hoitziu noisag lesoikloi beis askila hoya chutz lebezdin. The brisa said not only was it chutz lebezdin, but it was chutz gimel machnes. How do you know chutz gimel machnes? We have three makaris. Either it's ontak zayir shavu from the par manasrafen. Rav Papa said that it's learned out from the two mentions of El Michutz Lamachana in the parasha itself of the Makala. And even though you would think Chad La'asiya, but the Chad La'asiya is really extra. So the two teach me one Adam Machna Leviyah, the third Adam Machna Yisrael. Why don't I need one to teach me Adam Machna Shechina? Because Moshe is in Machna Leviyah, which means Ground zero, the starting point for this is Machne Leviya. Rav Ashi said it's learned out from the one pasuk, Hoitzi es hamekalel, chutz lamachne, Hoitzi is one, chutz lamachne is two. Either way, Echot oimed v'goymer, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Pshitali, it's pasha to me. Echot evan sheniska bo, as it relates to the stone that was used to give a person that was chayv skilu skilu, Echot eche nitla boy, or the tree that was used to hang somebody, Echot sayiv shenarek boy, or the sword that was used to give somebody sayiv, Echot sudah shenechtek boy, or the sudah, the shmata that was used to give somebody chenek, kulam yishal tzibor. All of these had to be funded by the tzibor. Meaning, who paid for the kli zayin that were used to give somebody misas bezdin? It was paid for by the tzibor. As opposed to who? As opposed to bezdin? No, bezdin shouldn't be responsible to have to pay for this out of their own pocket. As opposed to the person himself that's being killed. Maybe we're going to kill you, and not just that, you're going to pay for it, right? You can hear that argument, but says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, pshitali, that's not the way it is. My time, and why not? It's a hergish. The midi day, lo yamrina leizil v'leisiv v'liktal nafshi. We're not going to tell you to go pay for your own downfall. Interesting. But Rav Huna said, I'll tell you what I'm not sure about. Meaning, the aforementioned is pshita, but this I'm not sure. Sudah sheminifim boy, the sudah, that's that shmata that they used to lift in the event that one of the Talmidim or one of the Dayanim or one of the Edim, somebody all of a sudden came up with a shtikl schus while they're marching this person to his death, or the sut sherot, or the horse that was mentioned in the Mishnah, whose job it was to quickly go and notify the executioners to hold off on what you're doing. So, Michel, me, who had to pay for that? Meaning, what's the Shiloh? Do we say, Kibin the Hatzol, the Mididehu? This already is here not to kill him. This is actually here for his Hatzolah. So, being that it's here for his Hatzolah, so maybe he should pay for it. Meaning, to pay for the sword that's going to kill him, not, but the horse that might save his life. That's already different. I don't know, maybe. Kiven the Beidina Mechayvin Lemevid Be'er Hatzalah Mididu. Maybe, being that Bezdin has an obligation to save him, so maybe if they have an obligation to do it, so they now have a responsibility to go ahead and pay for it. Meaning, there is this idea that if you have a responsibility to go ahead and do a mitzvah, so you have now the chiv, right? You have to buy your own menorah, you have to pay for your own dal minim. So as a result, maybe this is something that they're obligated to. Now again, they're not going to pay for that out of their pocket. It's going to come from the tzibor. But at the same time, maybe it should fall into the tzibor. So Rav Huna said, as it relates to what's executing this person, that's pacha that comes from the tzibor. The question is, what about what's there for Hatzalah? Do we say that being that it's there for Hatzalah, maybe the person himself should pay for it? Or maybe Bezdin has a mitzvah. V'su, then he said, I have another shayla. If someone goes out to be killed, said they would give in a concoction. Now this concoction that they would give him was an anesthetic, right? So this is before the days of anesthesiologists. So they want to make sure that this person is not going to feel the pain. So what they do, they would mashke him. They gave him a mashke, right? And in the mashke, there's a little bit of levoina. And it was bekoishal yayin, and there was wine. Kidei shetitarif daita. What we want is that he shouldn't feel the pain. And the makar to this is, shenemar, it says, tnu sheicher la'oived, v'yayin l'mari nefesh. That's why avelim always drank wine, but the point is tnu sheicher la'oved the yai lemaris. Finally, into the brayso, lashon yikarish b'yushalayim. The tayir froin yushalayim. Hoyim misnadvois. They added the goodness of their heart. They would give nedavos umevias oison, and they would bring this concoction of kairich alavoina and a kairich alayin. So here's the question: why his nadvu nashim yikarish? Let's say the nashim yikarish did not bring this nedava. Michel me, who would have to pay for it? So again, Rav Huna said this. I'm also not sure about who pays for this mashka that this person is going to drink before he's executed, so that he's not going to have to feel the pain too much. So the Gemara says, "Hav vaday mistaber mishal tzibur." As it relates to that shaila, I think we know the answer. It's mistaber that it should be from the tzibur, and the reason is because it's not that from a pasuk. It says, "Tnu sheikh lo oivid v'yayin lamar nefesh." This is a pasuk in Mishlei. Shloim HaMelech, Berev Chachmas, they said this, right? So Shloim HaMelech said tenu, and the word tenu is mashma, that you give it, and not just that you pay for it. Meaning, kiven dechsev tenu mididu. This is a klal. That if it says tenu, you have to pay for it. But the bottom line is, as it relates to that, I think it's pashit that would have to be for the tzibor. So again, if you just do a recap on what Rav Huna said, Rav Huna is talking about who pays the expenses of Misas Bezin, right? It's very expensive to kill somebody. And the question is, who's paying the expense? So Rav Huna said like this, as it relates to the Evan Sheniskal Ba, the Eich Shenitla Ba, the Saiv Shenerek Ba, the Sud Shenechnachem Ba, that's Pasha that Tzibur has to pay. That's the Hergish. You're not going to tell the guy, pay for the thing that's going to kill you. As it relates to the Mashkin that they used to give him, the Kairich Alavoyna, and the yayin, so that the Noshim Yikarish of Yerushalayim used to bring as an adava. But if they didn't, again, Bezdin's going to pay for it. And it's not based on Hergish, it's really based on a Pasuk. And the reason is, it says, Tnu Sheikh Lo'evit, and Tnu means Mididu, where Rav Huna and the Gemara leaves this question unresolved, is what about with regards to the components that are there for the Hatzalah, such as the Sudah Shemenifim Boy and the Suds Sherots, who would have to pay for that? And that the Gemara did not resolve. Now, as it relates to related rate bites, there's a lot on this stuff, but specifically on this Gemara, we've spoken about this many times over the years. We spoke about it 7.5 years ago here on this daf, and we also spoke about it a lot in the beginning of Masechtas Brachas. The makar to saying l'chaim, when you drink mashka, comes from this gemara. Because when they would kill somebody, Bezdin would, so they would give him something to drink. And that drink was l'misa. And as a result, l'doyres, to distinguish between this mashka with the Kerech Alavoyna mixed in, which was l'misa, and all the other mashkas, and hopefully without the Kerech Alavoyna, that are mixed in, which are supposed to be l'chaim, this became the Midrash Yisrael drinking l'chaim. It's a little bit more complex than this. Either way, I am Zok the Gemara Vayita Boy Menei Rav Acha Bar Huna Menei Rav Sheishes Omer Echa Menei Talmidim Yeshi Lamed Olav Schus Vinishtatik Ma. What would be if one of the Talmidim that's sitting and observing everything that's going on during this court case says, I have a schos, meaning I have a limud schos for this person, and then all of a sudden Vinishtatik, he lost his ability to talk. Rashi says Nelam, he became an Elam. What do we do? Meaning, do we assume that maybe this person had a good argument, and because he had a good argument, you can't kill this person now, because you never know. There's an Indian of Yitzilo Eda, or no? So the Gemara says, this question was asked to Rav Sheshes, and when Rav Sheshes heard the Shaila, Menatech Rav Sheshes Biyode, he waved with his hands, meaning he machted avek, as if this is a silly question. And he said, Nishtatek, you worried about Nishtatek? If that's the case, I feel like I'm a slave for Elam now. Meaning, if you're going to go down this road and you're going to be so paranoid and you're going to be so concerned that maybe the person that was Nishtatek had an argument that was going to literally debunk everything that the Sanhedrin Ketana was thinking, right? Remember, he's a Talmud, the Sanhedrin is debating. You would think the Sanhedrin was able to come up with every svar. No, this Talmud has something different. Well, if you're going to go down this road, that even if there wasn't a Talmud that said anything, maybe there's someone on the other side of the world, literally, B'Soif Olam, that has something to say. The Gemara says, no, Hasam like Kamar, Hacha Kamar, it's very different. At the end of the day, no, we're not going to assume that maybe there's someone in Yenemek Velt that has something intelligent to say on this topic. But here the person said, I have what to say. And you're right, as much as he's not one of the Dayanim, but he's Echem in a Talmud. Right, we just had a Gemara about Ben Zakkai, who came up with a chiddush, even though he was Echem in HaTalmidim, right? Every great Roshiva was Echem in HaTalmidim at one point. So Faker, maybe he does have a good svara. This could definitely be different. Ma, so what's the halach? Zigmar, Toshma, I'll bring you a right. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanino. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanino, say Echem in HaTalmidim Shaziko. If one of the Talmidim said Zakkai, so again, this is one of the Talmidim. He said Zakkai, Umes, and then he died. Royan Oysa, Kilu, Chai, Va'oimibim, Koimoy. His vote remains a vote for Zakkai, even though he wasn't there for the whole Masa Matan, and he wasn't there to defend his position. Now, what does it sound like? Zika in Loi Zika Loi. Right, this case of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is very similar to the question that was asked to Rav Sheshes, but it's different. Because over here, this person didn't just say, I have an argument. He actually stated his argument, right? Or at the very least, he casted his vote. He said, Zakkai, there's a Zika. So it sounds like when the person makes his argument, so over there, there's a Svara that it's going to remain. But if he only said, I have something to say, we don't even know what he said. We know if there's any merit. It sounds like no. But the Gemara says, it's not Muchach, this Dikoy. This dichoy, why? Because I can tell you, like, could be Zika Pshitali, Omar Tibayalach. Meaning, it could be Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said halacha by Zika, because by Zika, it was poshut to him that this is the halacha. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that if he was only an Omar, it's going to be different. The way Rashi explains the Gemara is that la'oila, maybe Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Chanina held that this halacha is true even if he was only Omar. Meaning, he didn't say mefurish zaka. He didn't give us his argument. He just said, chaba svara, I have something to say. And then all of a sudden, he died. Could be that would be enough. So why didn't he say that? So the way Rashi explains it, because that already is a milsav lo yishchicha, that the person would mamish die at that very second. And being that it's a milsav lo yishchicha, so maybe that's why he didn't say it in that instance. He was talking about the case, and that's a little bit more orcha than milsav, that somebody said something, and he's arguing, and then in the middle of the court, there's a trial that lasted 2 weeks, and in the middle of the trial, he ended up dying. Right, that's something that's a little bit more reasonable. Could be that's why he said it in that case, but Rabbi, even if it was a situation where he wasn't a Zika, he was merely an Omar, the halacha would be exactly the same. Going back to the Mishnah. Afilu hu v'chulu. So again, we're talking about where the person's already being marched to his death, and we make sure that maybe at the last minute, there's going to be some sort of svara of schos, and we want to be able to hold off on the execution. So we have the suder, and we have the sus that's rots. And then the Mishnah concluded and said, "Vafilu hu oimer yeshli lelamed al atzmi schos machzirin oisai." Even if the person himself would say that I have a schos, we would bring him back. And not just that, afilu arba v'chamish pa. Even happens four, or even five times. Ubavad sheish mamish bedvarav. There just has to be merit to what he's saying. So again, three things. Number one, if the person himself being executed, they literally standing there, the noose is around his neck, right? And their mom is about to kill him. He says, "Yesh lamed al schos." We bring him back to Bezin. It's tedious, it's expensive, as we say, it doesn't matter. We're going to bring him back to Bezin. Even if it happens four or five times, oichit good. But the fine print, the asterisk is, ubavad sheyeh mamish bedvarim. There has to be mamish bedvarim. The Gemara's going to analyze those words. It says, the Gemara, afilu pam rishonu v'shniyah, it sounds like there has to be mamish bedvarim in order to bring this guy back, even the first and the second time. Faith Gemara, statue, v'tanyi v'lun to the bride, pam rishonu v'shniyah, bein sheyeh mamish bedvarim, bein sheyeh mamish bedvarim, machzir noisai. It doesn't matter if there's mamish bedvarim, it doesn't matter if there's no mamish bedvarim, we always bring him back. Meaning, the first two times we're going to bring him back, even if there's no mamish bedvarim. It's mikam ve'elach after the second time, that yesh mamish bedvarim, machzir noisai, mamish bedvarim. How does it come in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah sounds like the only time you bring it back, even the first and the second time, is if there's mamish bedvarav. The Brisa says mefurish the first two times, even if there's no mamish bedvarav. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said tirguma mipam shnia ve'elach. That no, the way you have to read the Mishnah when it says ubavad sheish mamish bedvarav, it's not going back even on the first and second time. It's from the second time on, meaning times three, four, and five. Says Rambanon Yadi, how do these executioners know if there's mamish bedvarav? Meaning the assumption is that the executioners are executioners and the dayanim are dayanim, right? They're not the same people. So how do they really know im yesh mamish bedvarav? Amar Abaya the masrinam lezuga derabanan. You're right. They didn't know. They didn't have the credentials to really know Yesh Mamish Bedvarav. They're not holding in the sugya, but they used to bring the sugya to the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan knew what was going on, and they're the ones that knew. Yikka Mamish Bedvarav in, Eloi Loi. Faith the Gemara, Valim Soleh Meikara. Meaning, the Gemara now understands that why is it the first two times we will allow this person to come back even if there's no Mamish Bedvarav? To pay the Mamish Bedvarav is only from Pam Shnei Ve'elach. Maybe it's because the first two times you don't have the Tzur Mirabana. So you don't know if there's mamish bedvarav. After the second time, then we bring the Tzur. As if to say, we're not going to bring the Tzur Mirabana right away because what do you need them for? Oh, but already there's two times he drained us a cup and he brought us back. Now already we're going to bring the Tzur Mirabana. So the Gemara says, V'lim Saleh Meikar. So just bring the Tzur Mirabana in the beginning. Right? What's the big deal? Let the Tzur Mirabana go. Let these Chevra go and let them be there. So the Gemara says, no, Agav the boys, they Matzi Yomer Kol Ma'adis. That's not the point. It has nothing to do with whether you have the Rabbana or you don't have the Rabbana there. The first two times, the guy says, Yeshi Lamed Olf Schos. He says, really, what do you have to say? And he says something that's ridiculous. The reason we listen to him, we hear him out, we don't say he's, you know, the boy who cried wolf, he's hacking a chaynik, it's because maybe he's just afraid, right? You think? And as a result, maybe he's not communicating himself properly. Once read, we gave him one chance and two chances. By the third time, if there's no mamish bedvarav, I'm sorry. And we gave you an opportunity. But the nakuda of the first two times, us allowing him to come back, even if ain't mamish bedvarav, is not because there's no tzor. It's nothing to do with the tzor mirabanan. It's simply based on the fact that we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and we are going to assume that maybe he's just a little bit afraid. Zok de gemar weiter. Motzu lo ischos. In the event that they found some sort of schus for this person, meaning it was nigmar adin, moitzian oisek lasoikloi, and in the narrative of the Mishnah, we already brought him back because he said yesh l'lamad alatz mischus, or someone in Bezdin thought there was a schus. So if it really worked out, meaning at the end of the day it vetted, then patru v'im lav, and if not yoytzei lisokel, they took him out to give him skila ukruz yoytzei lafanav, and there was a cruz that would precede him. Meaning there was a ramkol that would say, Ish ployni ben ployni yoitze lisok. Al sha'avar aveira ployinis uploini uploini eidav kol misha yadeh lo yischus yove vilamidol. This is like the last ditch effort. So there would be this grace in Ramkol, and it sounds like the idea of the Ramkol is not to embarrass him. Now the truth is, we're going to talk more about the Ramkol. Right? They used to wait a lot of the people that were chayiv misas bezdin to execute them until the sholosh regalim, because it says in the Torah v'chol am yishmu v'yirav. But that's coming up in sugyas. The Mishnah sounds a little bit more. It's coming from the fact kol misha yadeh lo yischus. So we say Ish Ploini Ben Ploini, you have to know who he is and who his father is. He's Yotze Lisokel, Al Shavar Veira Ploinis, Uploini Uploini. Why mentioning the Edom? Because maybe you know the Edom Arishayim, maybe Manuel Yisim Bemakim Ploini. In fact, Zokhtimar Marabai, Abai said, Vasarach Lamemer Beyoim Ploini. It's not enough that you say that. You always have to say what day it happened. Ubishah Ploinis, the hour day it happened. Ubemakim Ploini, and where it happened, right? You go through the Shevach Hakirois, Dilma Ikud Yadiv Asim Azim. So like this, there'd be an opportunity to go and give hazama in the event that that's what will maybe save this person's life. Either way, the Mishnah continued and said, "Kruz Yaitz Lefanov." So the Gemara says that a kruz was Yaitz Lefanov. Says the Gemara Lefanov. It says Lefanov Meikaroloi. Says Rashi Lefanov in the Master Bali Chase. When did the kruz come out? When did they make this ramkol Lefanov? As they're walking into the Beis Haskilah, as they're about to kill him. But the Gemara is the Ikiz Meikar Eloi. But 40 days before, not. Now, what does 40 days have to do with anything? Not. Says the Gemara, two dots. And we're missing over here a whole chunk of Gemara. So the truth is that the Gemara that's missing here is in the Chesreinus Hashas. And this Gemara, again, the Gemara is stopping mid-sentence. The Gemara made a diak. Usually if the Gemara makes a diak, either it proves it or disproves it, Toshma, Rayas, Kasha, something. The Gemara just says, Lafanovin may karoloi. Two dots. So it's clear that there was more Gemara over here. There was. And this is one of many Gemaras in the Talmud Bavli that was censored. Not exactly sure when, but if you know a little bit of the history of the Jews living in a Christian world during the medieval times, the Yidden had a lot of tzaras because of a lot of Gemaras that spoke either in a derogatory way, but certainly in a not bakovetic way, about the Noitzrim. And it was for that reason the Shas had to be edited. So this is a classic example of a Gemara that was edited, literally mid-sentence. But if you take a look at the Chesreinus Hashas, the Oiz V'Hodor, and some of its volumes has it printed on the side of the Gemara. So we'll just read the Gemara that's missing right here. It says the Gemara, so the Kruz Yoytze Lefanov, Lefanov in Meikara Loi. Vatanya, but we learned in a Braisa. Meaning, is that true? That this Kruz, this Ramkol, that says that anybody that has a Schos should come be Melamed Schos, wasn't said 40 days before. The Erev HaPesach Tolu LiYeshe HaNoitzri. There's a Braisa that said that Yeshe HaNoitzri was hung, he was killed, he got skila by Bezdin. Erev Pesach VaKruz Yoytze Lefanov Arbaim Yoy. And there was a Kruz that was Yoytze Lefanov. And when did this Ramkol come out? It was 40 days before he was killed. What did the Kruz say? Yeshei ha-noitzri yoisei lisokel al shekishev v'hissis v'hidiach es Yisrael kol mishi yedea loischos yovei v'yelam etzchos v'loi matzu loischos. Nobody could find the schos utalu, and they hung him be'erev ha-pesach. So what's the kasha? You see clearly that the Ramko went out not lefana but meikara. It was already 40 days earlier. Omar Ula Ula said v'tizbro, you're going to ask me a kasha from Yeshei ha-noitzri? Yeshei ha-noitzri bar the whole price are really is shver. Because when they mahapich l'schusei shal yeshe ha-noitzri, meisesu, what did the Ramkol say? Why is he being killed? Because he was a meisesu madiach. And we know, v'rachmano, amal leisachmo v'leisachasa olav, there certainly wasn't such a Ramkol for the meises. I mean, think about all the Gemaras we've learned already about the meises. Loisachmo v'leisachasa. So why was there a Ramkol at all? Elo, you have to say, shana yeshe, yeshe was different, the karv l'malchus havo. Because yeshe was karv l'malchus, and they couldn't just kill him. And therefore, they had to follow a little bit of a different Seder Advarm, a little bit of a different Mahalach, when it came to kill. So it could be, ordinarily, it's Lefanov, not Meikara, like the Diyuk in the Mishnah. Ah, Yeshe HaNoitzri, he was different, he was a Karav L'Malchus. V'Horaya, he was also a Mesis. And for a Mesis, we're never going to try V'Yitzilo HaSeidah. The Teretz is, he was a Karav L'Malchus, therefore it's different. Tanu Rabbanu, the Gemara continues, Chamisha Talmidim, Hayulei L'Yeshe HaNoitzri. Yeshe HaNoitzri had five Talmidim. Matai, Nakai, Netzer Ubuni Vitoida. And they were also killed. Asyula Matai. He brought Matai to kill him. Erev Pesach, give him skila. Amalohu. So he says, Matai did. Matai Yeharek? You're killing Matai? Haksiv, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Masai Avoy Ve'eroe Pnei Elikim. It sounds like Masai is going to be Ro Pnei Elikim. Masai, Matai, shouldn't be chayav misa. Amru Bar, they told him in matei yiharik. No, we have another pasuk. Dechsev masayamos va'avad shmoy. Matayamos. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says tshuva ba'almohi. I mean, obviously they weren't killing matay because the pasuk says masayamos, but it was bibnei shahumois shekarav lemalchus haya. This Rashi obviously is also in the Chasreinu Sashas. Shekarav lemalchus haya v'yitzrichim lahoshev al kol raya shel hevel shalahem. So they were coming with raya shel hevel, but the Sanhedrin, the Chachamim, had no choice, but they had to respond to these raya shel hevel. Asru l'nakai, they brought nakai. Amalu nakai yeharik. He said nakai is going to be killed. Except for the pasuk says v'noki v'tzadik al tarik. You're not supposed to kill nakai. Amalu, they told him in nakai yeharik. The chesiv v'mistarim yaharik noki. Asru l'netzer, they brought netzer. Amal netzer yeharik. Except the pasuk says v'netzer mayrosh. Of Yifra, I'm like in, yeah. Netzer Yeharig, the Chesiv Ata Hashlachta Mikivrecha, Kinetzer Nisa. Siu La Buni, they brought Buni. Amar, he said Buni Yeharig. The Chesiv Bini Bechayri Yisrael, Buni Bini as Dach Bechayri Yisrael. I'm like in, Buni Yeharig. The Chesiv Hinei Anoichi Yeharig as Bincha Bechayrecha. Asiu La Taida, they brought Taida. Amar, Taida Yeharig. The Chesiv Mizmar the Saida. Taida is supposed to be singing. Obviously, he's not about to be killed. I'm like in, Taida Yeharig. The Chesiv Zayveach. Toida, yichabdenani. Sometimes you have to shech toida. And here, ready, we return to our regular program, which if you look at the Gemara on the top of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Amr Reb Shua ben Levi, the Gemara is going to quote something related to this pasuk, Zevech toida yichabdenani, which, by the way, without the Chesreinu Sashas, makes no sense. How did we go from the diak of Lefon of Inmei Karoloi to 10 lines of Agadati Gemara regarding Zevech toida yichabdenani? It's all in the Chesreinu Sashas, because at the end of this Braisa, the Gemara mentioned the pasuk of Zevech toida. Why? Because this toida thought he was going to get off the hook. Mizmar l'saida. He says, you can't kill me. So they told him, no. Zevech toida. Sometimes you have to kill toida. And then the Gemara has a memra, a famous memra we'll see in a minute, about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But either way, so this is, again, a Gemara that was once upon a time part and parcel of the Talmud Bavli. It was edited, and today it could only be found in the Chesreinu Sashas. But this Gemara, if you think about it a little bit, is actually very, very interesting. Because the Gemara says that Yeshei HaNoitri was killed by the Sanhedrin. There was a Bezin Shalchav Gimel. They gave him Misa's Bezin. The reason it's interesting is because that's not the Messiah of the Noitrim. The Noitrim have a different Messiah. The Noitrim's Messiah is that Yeshua Noitri was crucified. He was killed by the Roman governor of Judea at the time, whose name was Pontius Pilate. And he was, right, we know how he was killed. But the Yidden bore responsibility for his death because allegedly it was done via nepotism that the Chachomim had, the Sanhedrin, together with the Romans. That the Yidden were having tzaras from Yeshua HaNoitri, Kamuvan, and they somehow used protection that they had to get the Roman officer, Pontius Pilate, to kill Yeshua in the way the Romans used to kill people, which was crucifixion. So the Gemara says that he was given Misa's Bezdin, Erev Pesach, with the Baskal, a Braisa, right? The Gemara is discussing it in light of the Diyuk that the Gemara made, Lafonavin, made Karoloi, Leisachmo, Leisachasalov. He was given an ordinary Misa's Bezdin, which is not the Messiah of the Noitzer. Okay, so why is that a problem? The reason it's interesting is because the Yidden had suffered so much tzaris over the fact that the Noitzer believed that the Yidden are responsible for the death of Yeshua HaNoitri. And really, the whole responsibility was as a group, that they have this scene where Rabbi Gamliel is standing there at the time that Yeshua's been killed, and he's egging on Pontius Pilate, and for that, tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of Yidden were killed in pogroms over the last 2,000 years. All because of the fact that Yidden bear some responsibility in their eyes in the death of Yeshua HaNoitri. So what do we do in the Talmud Bavli? Well, we've had so much tzara as Ravina Ravashi 500 years later. They wrote a Gemara, and the Gemara says that, you know who killed Yeshua HaNoitri? No, you think we're only responsible Gerama de Gerama, this is Dina de Garmi? No, no, we killed him. He was given Mises Bezdin. He was given Mises, and really it would have been like Sachmov, like Sachasolov. It just so happened he was a car of Lamalchus, so he had a. How could you even make sense of a Gemara like this? And the truth is, that Rabbi Yechiel Miparis, in his very famous debate against the Neutrim in France in the year 1240, he argued in front of King Louis, the King of France. He said that I want you to know that the Yeshei HaNoitri, that's mentioned in the Gemara, that you keep on giving the Yidden tzaras about. How could you speak of Yeshei this way? It's such a disrespect. You have the wrong guy. It's not the same Yeshei HaNoitri. Your Yeshei HaNoitri, it says in your Sifrei Minos, was killed by the Romans. He was crucified. Read the Gemara. This is a different Yeshei HaNoitri. He was given Mises Bezdin. It's not the same Yesha and Oitzri. And the truth is that he proved it from other Gemaras as well. The Gemara says in Masechta Soita, just mention one, Soita Mem Zayin Mem Aleph, another well-known Gemara. The Gemara over there is discussing that after Yanei HaMelech killed all the Chachamim, all the Tamid Chachamim, so there were two Gedolei HaTanaim that survived this massacre. Number one was Shimon ben Shatach. He survived, the Gemara says, because he was Yanei HaMelech's brother-in-law. He was Yanei's wife, the queen's brother, and she saved him. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya had escaped to Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, and that's where he survives the war. And the Gemara says that Shimon ben Shatach sends a message to Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya, basically telling him that it's safe to come home. Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya understood the message. He's on his way home. We'll pick it up at this point. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya is on his way back to Yerushalayim. He stops off together with one of his Talmidim by a Balachsanya. And when he came to this Balachsanya, so this woman saw who Rav Shulchan Prachy was. He's this big Chacham. So she gave him a lot of kovet, and he was very happy. He was very makirtoy. So the Gemara says that Komishtabach kama noach sanyezu. So Rav Shulchan Prachy turns to his Talmud and he says, wow, how beautiful is this Balas Achsanya because of the kovet that she's giving us. So this Talmud turns to Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya. He says, Rebbe, you really think she's so beautiful? Hey, now, true to us, look at her eyes. No, her eyes aren't so nice. Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya said, Rosha bekachat ha'isek. This is what you thought I meant when I said she's beautiful? I didn't mean physically. I meant her meisim, the way she took care of us, the way she was mechabit us. Says the Gemara, apik arba meya shefuri. Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya took out 400 shofaris, vishamte, and he put this Talmud into Cherem. Kol yoyma osa lekameh. Every day, this Talmud would come to Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya to ask him mechila v'lei kibble. He wasn't asking. Yoyma chadav kakari kriyashma. One day, Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya was reading kriyashma. Osa lekameh, he came to ask him mechila. And says the Gemara, have a bedaiti lekbule. Really, Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya at that time was going to say machalach, machalach, machalach. But Achvi Lebiyadi was middle Krishma, so he couldn't respond. So he made like a little motion with his finger. So far, this Talmud thought mitkadachile, that he was again telling him that I'm not moichel you. Says the Gemara, he said enough. You know what? I asked my Rebbe enough times. He still doesn't want to be moichel me. What am I supposed to do? Azal, he left. Zokaf leveinasa, polcha. He created an avodah zarah, which is a euphemism for an entire religion, and the rest is history. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya went to his Talmud, and he said, Chazor boch, omole kach mekublani memchok lachoyte, umachti es harabim, ima spiki biyotei las tshuvle. I can't do tshuvle anymore, because I heard it from you, I heard it in your share. You said, kol lachoyte, umachti es harabim, ima spiki biyotei las tshuvle. I was already a machti es harabim, and at this point, there's nothing I could do. And the rest of the story is that this Gemara is yeshei hanoitzri. The Gemara, for your zoys, you see from here that when it comes to giving someone teichacha, you always have to be merachik the person with your left hand and be makar the person with your right hand. Because Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya, the Gemara says, was merachik his Talmud b'shtei yodayim, and look at what happened. What happened was Yeshe HaNoitzri. And person, you have to work on that balance. It's one of three things the Gemara says. You always have to, the smile should be daicha and the yamin should be makar. Said Rabbi Chilmi in Paris in his debate, again, in front of King Louis, he told him, Yeshe HaNoitzri, the Gemara has, together with Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya. If you know Jewish history 101, when did Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya live? He lived right after the story of Hanukkah. He lived about 150 years before the Yeshay HaNoitzri that the Noitzrim worship lived. So he said, it's not the same person. I don't know what you're talking about. Number one, I have a Gemara, Sanhedrin, Gibel HaManalaf, that he was given Mises Bezdin. You believe he was crucified. Number two, I have him together with Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya. It's 150 years earlier. It's not the same person. You don't have the right person. The quote that supposedly Rabbi Chilmi Paris told the king was, he said, just like not all Louis are king of France, not all Yesha is a Yesha HaNoitzri. So it's true, there's Yesha HaNoitzri that's mentioned in the Gemara, but it's not the same person. But the emes is, the Ramban, in his famous debate, which was in the year 1263 in Barcelona, Spain, in front of the king of Spain, so that's a famous vikuach, it's printed in the Kisvei Ramban, and the Moisid Rav Cook's Kisvei Ramban, you can read the entire vikuach. Come out word for word. There's a transcription of the Vikuach. So over there, the Ramban took a different approach. And the Ramban was masking that the Yeshe HaNoitzri that's mentioned in the Gemara is Yeshe HaNoitzri. And he took, but the question then is, it begs itself, how do you understand that? If the Yeshe HaNoitzri is like the Ramban, so Bishleima, right, with the thumbs, according to Rabbi Chilmi Paris, okay, it's not schwer. It's a different Yeshe HaNoitzri. But according to the Ramban, how do you understand it? How do you understand Pasha Pshat? Why would we have an Armasaira? Wouldn't it have made more sense to edit it at the very least, let it shtim with it? It doesn't make sense. So I once heard from a big anti-missionary, he said that it could be, it was done bedafka this way. Why? For someone who needs to make the argument that Rabbi Chilmi Paris made. Meaning,
It's counterintuitive. It's reverse psychology. The Chachamim Bedavka manipulated the story, Kaviyochel, in a way. And you have to understand the level of Pekuach Nefesh that was at stake over here. Just read the history. It's mind-blowing. Right, what happened after Rabbi Chaim Paris's debate in France in the year 1240? 4 years later, they burnt the Talmud Bavli. They burnt the Talmud Bavli in France. It was a result of that. After the Ramban's Vikuach in Spain, that's when Ramban was forced to leave Spain. He was forced to make Aliyah. He didn't have terrible tzaras. So you know what they did? They Davka made this Yeshe HaNoitzri be killed by Bezin. For this reason, they did it so it should look like it wasn't the same Yeshe HaNoitzri. Meaning, really, the Ramban is tying it was Yeshe. Of course, this is the Yeshe HaNoitzri. Who also said? A different Yeshe, it's the Yeshe HaNoitzri. But the Chachamim purposely, we have him with Rabbi Shua ben Prachi. It wasn't Rabbi Shua ben Prachi, it was really somebody else. And we have him being killed by, he really wasn't killed by Bezin. But it could be these things were all done in a way so people should think. So the Noitzri, so that you should be able to make the argument that Rabbi Chaim Paris made.
Zok the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So now that we know the censored Gemara, so we can appreciate the flow. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, if somebody shechts the Yetzahara, so Rashi says, this is someone that already sinned. And he does tshuva. So he shechts the Yetzahara after he sinned. Mal olav akosov, ki'ilu, umisvad olav, skip the word, and he says, vidoy, so mal olav akosov, ki'ilu kibdala kodesh baruch b'shnei adlamim, it's as if he was mechaber kodesh baruch in two worlds. Ilum azev, ilum abba, dechziv, as the pasuk says, zoyveach toido, yichab denoni. So toido over here is miloshin vidoy, miloshin misvada. So zoyveach, you check the Yetzahara, Toide Yemizvada, Yichab Denoni, two nuns, those are the two worlds, Eilam Azab, Eilam Abba, Rami Shobal Davis, Machab, Eilam Azab, Eilam Azab, Eilam Azab, Eilam Azab, Eilam Azab, if a person brought a carbon oil, you get Schar for bringing an oil. Mincha, Schar Mincha Biyade, Ava Misha Daitai Shvela, someone who's Daitai Shvela, Malol of Akasav Kilo Hikrif, Kala Karbanos Kulon, it's as if he brought all the Karbanos. So, you want to bring an oil, bring an oil. You want to bring a mincha, bring a mincha. But if somebody is a shval ruach, it's mala olav akosov ki'ilu hikriv kala karbanos kulon shenema zivche elokim ruach nishbara. Zivche is a lashon rabbim. So someone that has a ruach nishbara, he is not just bringing a carbon, but he is bringing zivche, he's bringing many, many karbanos. Oy, the Gemara says, olash ain't in the messes, someone that has a ruach nishbara, his tefillah will never be mosh. Shenema, as the pasuk says, lev nishbar v'nitka l'kim loisivza. Someone that has a lev nishba v'nitka l'kim loisivza, he never has to worry about anything. This Gemara is also Gemara Masechta Soita Daf Hei. When we know Masechta Soita Daf Hei, so I said over from my brother-in-law Yaakov Mel, who said something beautiful. He said that the first word in Parshas Vayikra, first word in Torah's Kayanim is Vayikra. And everyone knows there's a small aleph by the word Vayikra. And why is there a small aleph? To show that another Yisera of Moshe Rabbeinu. So he said, why is it that right in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, there's a remez to another? So he said, it's this Gemara. Because Torah's Kayanim is the parish of the Karbonos. So we're about to tell you about all the Karbonos. You know what the first carbon is? Vayikra with a small aleph. Because any person that is Daitei Shvela, it's Mala Olav Akosov Kilu Hikriv Kola Karbonos Kulam. That is the psicha over here to Sefer Vayikra. Either way, we're going to make a haschala on this next Gemara. We're going to learn the Mishnah, and then we are going to speak out a little bit more. It's up to Mishnah. If somebody was the person, meaning that's about to be executed, he's already 10 amos from the Beis Haskilo. Omer, they would tell him, Mesvada, say vidoy. Shekein derech, kol hamumsa mesvada. Because any person that's chayiv, Misa has say vidoy. Shekol hamesvada, anyone that says vidoy, yesh a chelik loyim haba. He has a chelik in loyim haba. Shekein matzinu ba'ochan. Because you find this by ochan. She'amar lo Yehoshua, Yeshua ben told him, B'ni simno kovid la'ashem alikei Yisrael, v'tein loy toito. So ochan was told by Yeshua ben Nun that you should give cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tein loy toida. What does tein loy toida mean? It means be misvada. And the pasuk says, Vayan ochanes Yehoshua vayoymar. And he said, Omno anoichi chatosik Hashem alakei Yisrael v'chazois v'chazois v'goymer. The last word is osisi. So you see, Yeshua ben Nun tells Achan before he executes him that I want you to say vidui. So from here we learn that kol hamumsa misvada. Any person that was given misas bezdin before he was executed, before he was given misas bezdin, then he had to be misvada. I mean, how do you know that the vidui actually worked? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Vayomer Yehoshua, Ma achartanu yakorcha Hashem Bayoim Hazeh. And Yeshua is giving Teichacha Ta'achon, right? What you did is disgusting today. And we learn from here, Bayoim Hazeh Ata'achor, Via Ta'achor Le'olam Abba. Because of the fact that you said Vido, it's only Bayoim Hazeh that you're going to be Achor, but Le'olam Abba, you're not him. Let's say the person doesn't know how to say Vido. I'm going to tell him, Emar, say to him, Misasi Kapara Al Kol Avinoisai. At the very word, least, you should say that I want my Misim to be a Kapara and all my Averis. Rabbi Yehuda said, Emhoi Yehideya Shum Mizomim. Let's say the person knew that really he's innocent. Right, there's like an eight zoymim that's testifying about him, but really he's innocent. So then already, Omer, he should say, Tehei misasi kaparo al kol avinoy, say chutz mi avinze. Then there's no reason to attribute guilt for something that you didn't do. Say, Tehei misasi kaparo for all my averus, with the exception of this one. Omer, they told him, Kain, you, call adam oimrim, Kain, kidei, lakas asmim. No, don't do that. Because then people are always going to do it to make themselves look innocent, even if they're really guilty. It's going to make Bezdin look bad, right? This is not something that you should do, and it's for that reason. Even though I hear maybe for this person to protect himself, it wouldn't be such a bad thing. But at the same time, you should not do this. So a little bit of a pivot. I'm going to save the longer rate for tomorrow. But just to end with one final aura that really goes back to the censored Gemara. And that is, so we have a real censored Gemara here on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Right? With all the censored Gemaras, this is probably the censored Gemara with the Hey Ayadir. Stating that, we know that there were many, many Gemaras that were censored. There's a sefer called Chesronus Hashas that puts back all the censored Gemaras. In fact, we once talked about the censored Sugya. So that we discussed in the end of Masechtas Bava Kamma, in the Sugyas of Gezel Akum, where it's very unclear from going through the Gemaras and the Rishonim what really the halacha is as it relates to Gezel Akum. And we mentioned many times when we learned those Gemaras, the Reb Chaim Volozhiner in a tshuva, in Shailas Tshuva, Schut HaMasholosh, so he was asked the Shaila related to the sugi of Gezel Akum, and he told him, how could I answer such a question? He said, because it's poshut that all the Gemaras that we have related to Gezel Akum, lav mar baravashi chasam aleh. There's no question in the world that doesn't come from mar baravashi. And over the years, b'meshach hadoyres, it was tinkered with and it was played with, so I don't know what's what. And there's just no way in the world that I would ever be able to write a tshuva. It's hard enough to write a tshuva when you have the facts in front of you. But when the Gemaras are not Gemaras and the Rishonim are not Rishonim, so how is it possible? And then he says a tefillah that I feel like an iver, that's memashish ba'feilu, and the Eibushah should give me a tremendous siyata d'shmaya, because what am I supposed to do, right? I'm going to try my best. But we know there were sugis and divrei agad and different things that were censored, and they were censored because of questions of pikuach nefesh. We spoke about at the time about the Chassam Sofer and his tshuva. He talks about Ramay Shakunitz and the Hakdama to his Sefer Bar Yochai, right? We spoke about all the disclaimers that used to be put in the Sfarim that were printed in Prague in the beginning of the Tzlach, in the beginning of Shalosh Tshuvos Noida Tshuva Me'ahava, Rav Elazar Fleckless's incredible Hakdama that he has to his Sefer, right? It's called Ksusei Naim. There's a lot of fascinating inyanim. These are things that we spoke about in the past, but I just want to mention one Ha'ara, and that is, there's a Tshuva in Shalosh Tshuvos Eretz Tzvi that was asked to the Kozhik Lava Goyen. And the shayla in this tshuva was Rabbi Yoina Shtensel. Rabbi Yoina Shtensel is famous for being the creator of the Mishnah Yoimi, which the Kozhik Lava Goyen supported, Ki Yodua. And he wrote many tshuvas about this inyan. It talks about Daf Yoimi, Mishnah Yoimi. But either way, one of the questions Rabbi Yoina Shtensel asked the Kozhik Lava Goyen was, he says, we know there are so many Gemaras that were censored. And he said, if there are so many Gemaras that were censored, how is it possible that you can make a seal? How can you make a siyum on a masechta? L'chari, you have all these censored gemaras, and the censor should really not allow you to make a siyum because you're not finishing the masechta. He says, okay, no, so you'll make a siyum, right? What do you mean? If you make a siyum on Erev Pesach, right, pun intended, but if you make a siyum on Erev Pesach, so then you're allowed to eat. You don't have to fast. It's a very big deal. You're eating now based on a siyum. Well, if the person didn't really finish the masechta, then it's not a siyum. Or what about during the 9 days, right? When you make a siyum, now all of a sudden you're allowed to eat basar. So what do you mean? If the siyum is not... So this is the question that he asked them, that because of the censorship, l'chayre, why doesn't that get in the way of being able to make a siyum? So the Kozhik Lava Goyen wrote back, shtei tshuvas bedavar. He said, I have two answers. Now the first answer he says in two different lashonos. It's like an ikad da amri in the first answer. We'll go with the second lishna. And that is, he says that you find already in the times of the Gemara that they were making tziyumim. Right? The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos Taf Kuf Yud Ches that Abaye said, "Tesi li the kichazino tzumim rabbanon the shalom Masechta of vidin yom tovel rabbanon." That I'm going to get tzchak because if I see a tzumim rabbanon that finishes a Masechta, I make a yom tovel rabbanon. I go ahead and I make a big yontif, right? Not only for the Messiah, but I make it for all the Messiah. Now said the Kosher Glover Goyen, what was a siyum in the times of Abaye, right? It wasn't what it is today, right? When Abaye made a siyum on Masechta Sanhedrin, it can't be that he was being Messiah Masechta Sanhedrin the way we have it today, because our Masechta Sanhedrin has Abaye like on every daf, right? So if that's the case, it can't be that's what he was finishing. So what was he finishing? The Mishnayos, right? There was no Gemara yet. So L'chayra, what he was finishing the Mishnayos. Now today, during the 9 days, if you want to eat meat, could you learn Masechta Sanhedrin Mishnayos and make a siyum? The short answer is no. Why? If Abaye did, then why can't you do it today? So said the Kosher Glover, the Pshat is Pasha. The Pshat is, a Siyum means you finish everything that there is to finish. In Abaye's time, what was Masechta Sanhedrin? It was the Mishnayos. So if you finish Mishnayos Sanhedrin, das heist Siyum on Masechta Sanhedrin. He says, now that we have the Gemara, the Siyum is learning the Mishnayos and the Gemara. But if you're not going to learn the Gemara, then it's going to be chaser in the Siyum. Meaning the Siyum is finishing what you have in front of you. If you finish what you have, that's a siyum. He says, Ke'ein, right? This is classic Kosher Glover, where he shtels to something that is completely unrelated. Right? You find the lumdis in terms of being Makadash a chatzi isha, or being Meshachra a chatzi evet. Hasam shayer bekinyanai, hachal loy shayer bekinyanai, right? There's an idea that if you're shayer bekinyanai, it's a chsarin. But if you weren't shy or you did everything that there is to do, even if you did very little, then it's not going to be a problem. So if a person finished Sanhedrin Mishnayos back in the day, he was loy shayer b'kinyonei, he was loy shayer b'limudai. But if you would learn Mishnayos Sanhedrin today and you wouldn't learn the Gemara, you were shayer b'limudai. And mean that you were shayer b'limudai, it would be a problem. This is his first teretz. The second teretz is milvadze chelki. He says, omra nafshi. I'm going to tell you what my nefesh is telling me. So I'm going to tell you what my nefesh, and this is something you have to be a gadol adar to say. He said, "Im hoyes shaychus lemamorim elu beetsam lahamasechta. If these mamorim that are all censored had a real shaychus to the masechta, loy hoyes shlita lecensor loyitziyam misham. The censor would not have a shlita to be able to take them out. Kasher hiftichanu b'teira, like the Torah was maftiachas ki loysi shachach mipizaroi. There's an inyan of ki loysi shachach mipizaroi. If that's the case, so the Kosher Glover said, my nefesh is telling me, how were these Gemara censored? What happened to Kilois Nishachach Mipizaroi? So the Kosher Glover said, Vaistois, these Gemaras, from the fact that the censor was able to be Shoilet, just to read his words, these Gemaras don't have Shaychis Be'etzem Lahamasechta. And therefore, if you finish the Masechta without learning these Gemaras, it's going to be okay. The first Mahalach is because the idea is that you just have to learn everything that's available. No, so you don't have the sense of Gemara, so you finish the Masechta the way you have it. In the second Mahalachis, it's much deeper than that. It's Amra Nafshi. And what my nefesh is telling me is that these Gemaras that the censor had a shlita in vice, no, don't have a shaykhis, but it's a lot. What's the nafkimina between the two terutzim? I think the nafkimina is today where we do have access to the censored Gemaras. Today there is a Sefer Chasroin and Sashas. It's hard to find, but we have it. And by the way, on the side of those Vahad Gemaras, a lot of them were put back in. So today we do have these Gemaras. If it's because you have to learn whatever's available. So then, I don't know, maybe you have to learn this Gemara, but Tanya Be'erev HaPesach Tolo'u. You would have to learn this Gemara, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. If the Nekuda is in the second Tshuva, the second Mahalach of the Kosher Glover, which is that if the censor had a shlita on it, it's not something that has a shaykhis to the Etzem HaMasechta, the censor had a shaykhis to it. Most Gemaras that were printed, even manuscripts that circulated amongst the Rishonim before the first printing of the Shas, already didn't have this Gemara. And if that's the case, that's a raya that it doesn't have shaykhis le'etzem HaMasechta. And if that's the case, this is not something that would be ma'akiv in today's daf, not something that would be ma'akiv in making a siyum on a Masechta.